In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. At the very heart of Christianity is the message of mercy and forgiveness, because it's something that we all need from Almighty God, and it's something that we are all required to give to our neighbor. Now, if you're 75 years of age or older, you may remember December 7th, 1941, and the Japanese bomb Pearl Harbor. If you live in the 1960s, you may remember JFK's assassination, Martin Luther King Jr.'s assassination, Bobby Kennedy. If you're at least 15 years of age or so, probably remember 9/11. And this weekend, 10 years ago, when the terrorists attacked and close to 3,000 lives were taken that day on U.S. soil. And each one of these incidences calls for us to forgive. I remember growing up, there was a gentleman, actually a relative, he said he would never buy a Japanese car. And I said, why not? Because my brothers were killed by the hand of the Japanese in World War II. I can understand that. But there's something that he still needed to let go of, the Lord said, to forgive from the heart. Now, those who had lost loved ones at 9/11 10 years ago, some of them, I'm sure, are still going through that healing process of forgiving the terrorists and those who took the lives of their loved ones. Now, these are extreme examples, but all of us in our daily life are called to exercise that mercy and forgiveness. Now, why is that so important? Many reasons be given, but we can look today just at Sirach chapter 27. I was going through these readings again, and I go, wow, this whole reading really are motivations to forgive. So it starts off. It says, the vengeful, well, those will hold on, I'll get you back, they don't forgive. The vengeful will suffer the Lord's vengeance, for he remembers their sins in detail. So we don't want to be vengeful. And it says, forgive your neighbor's injustice, so that when you pray, your own sins will be forgiven. And we're all sinners, right? We all need forgiveness. So Sirach, the book of Sirach tells us, forgive your neighbors. Then it goes, could anyone who nourishes anger against another hold on to that unforgiveness? Anyone that holds on to it, asks, can they expect healing from the Lord? They can't, because they've closed their heart. In the second reading here of St. Paul, he gives a reason too, and we need to forgive, because he said, we are the Lord's. We've been purchased at a great price. Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins. And we in turn need to forgive others. Now, this is something that I heard just earlier this week. It was a 2-minute video, Blessed Mother Teresa. And I was so fascinated about it, I had Father Barry watch it. Father, you've got 2 minutes, I'd like you to see this. Now, this is an exact quote. She said, God is a loving Father. He's always ready to forgive us and forget in tenderness and love. Okay. Now here's the statement. We need lots of love to forgive. So we have to ask God, Romans 5, to pour that love into our hearts. We need lots of love to forgive, and then lots of humility to forget. But wow, that's right. We need a lot of love, because love is of God, to have the power to forgive, because we can't do it on our own. But then lots of humility to forget. And then she went on with a statement, which is different from the books I've read and other things. She said, if we still remember, we haven't totally forgiven from the heart. It's like, whoa. So Father Barry and I were going back and forth trying to absorb this, to understand this, because these are the words of a saint. We love Christ, the neighbor, to the utmost of our being. So how we interpret her words is, things have happened to us in the past. We may have a recollection, but it doesn't affect our relationship in the present, those other people. You know? A husband and wife, let's say they get in an argument. and they forgive. 5 years later, one of the spouses brings up that argument from 5 years ago.
Whoa.
Mother Teresa said, well, you haven't forgiven because you haven't forgotten. You're bringing it back up again. Now, there's a doctor, I get his name, but he's like a doctor like in human relationships, everything, and healing. And he says this, forgiveness is freeing up and putting to better use the energy once consumed by holding grudges, harboring resentments, and nursing unhealed wounds. It is rediscovering the strengths we always had and relocating our limitless capacity to understand and accept other people and ourselves. Maybe a much simpler way to say it. When we hold on to grudges, it doesn't hurt the other person. It only hurts us, ourselves. Now, I'm going to give you, there's several different things that we need to do and try to do, attempt to do, to achieve that forgiveness of the heart which our Lord is speaking of. I'll just throw some of these out here. One, Mother Teresa would say this too, ask God to see good in the person who hurt you. Several weeks ago, I was at a conference. It was 200 people, mostly priests, and some bishops were there. And there was an older venerable priest speaking, and he mentioned this. And he said his mother told him this story after he was ordained a priest. He said, you know, John, I never told anyone this, but I want to tell you this. You know, Dad and I, as you see, we butt heads quite a bit. And I have a great love for the Sacred Heart of Jesus. This is one particular day, I was up in my bedroom, where I have the picture of the Sacred Heart, and I looked up, and all of a sudden, this warm feeling came over me. And I saw these 2 feet up here, and I had the wounds on top. And I recognized those as the feet of Jesus on the cross. And as I looked up, there was a white flowing robe. And around the knees and the midsection, there was another robe then over the white robe. And then I saw the hands extended with the wounds of our risen Savior. And John, as the vision went up more and more, I got scared. It wasn't the face of Christ I saw, but it was the face of your Father. Father John said, Mom, do you see what God's telling you? That you're to see Christ in your spouse. Yes, he's been difficult to live with, difficult for all of us to live with. We all need to practice forgiveness. But you are to see Christ in him. There's goodness there because God created him, and he didn't stop there. He shed his blood on the cross for him. So that's the first thing. We have to ask God, who is goodness itself, Lord, help me to see goodness in what in this other person has hurt me. And you know, they may have had good intentions, but it turned out in a disastrous way. Here's another one. And this is in paramount. You pray and ask the Holy Spirit to bring to mind those people who have hurt you in life. I was graced in seminary, this Father John who I mentioned, he actually came to Mount St. Mary's Seminary while I was there. And he was talking about forgiveness. And I thought, well, I've let go of grudges. I've forgiven people. I pray for them. But I could see this is a holy, venerable priest, so I'm going to listen to everything he says and try to follow him on this retreat. And as he's talking, and we're going through these different prayers of forgiveness, a light bulb went off. About 9 years previously, my parents had to get their microwave oven fixed. And so I brought it there to my parents and picked it up. And these people ripped us off. The price was just outrageous and the thing wasn't working. Then it landed up going back after a few days. They had closed up shop. They weren't there. So some kind of scheme that they were running with different people. So I don't know how long that lasted. But I thought at that moment, okay, well, we can't do anything about it. We lost whatever amount of money. But it was something that was dangling out there in my heart. I never closed that particular chapter and say, Jesus, I forgive those individuals for what they did, ripping us off. It was dangling out there, but the Lord showed it to me. So that's something we need to do. Pray to the Holy Spirit, Lord, are there other things? Because, you know, if there's different chapters in our life of unforgiveness we haven't closed, what's going to happen? We're going to be antagonistic towards other people. It's like we're going to have a chip on our shoulder. You know, hopefully most of you know what I'm talking about. There's something there. Why? I don't know why I'm mean to this person or act this way. Well, there's something in your heart, maybe not with that person, but some other person, maybe 10, 15, 20 years ago, that you haven't come to forgive. And so there's a block to God's all-healing grace getting in there and changing your whole being. And here's another one. Take two chairs in a room by yourself, one for yourself, and the other one's empty. And after you've gone to prayer and asked the Holy Spirit to show you the hurts and those who have hurt you, spiritually imagine that person there. And just go through the litany. You did this, you did this, you did this. But as Jesus forgives me, I forgive you. That could be a very powerful, powerful moment. But with all of this, we can't do it on our own. We have to ask Christ. And guess what? He wants to help us. Some of you, if you're still holding on to grudges, and all of us have those, we're working through those, Christ is saying, finally, you came to me. I didn't want you to carry this chip on your shoulder for all these years. But guess what? God is so merciful. Even the 11th hour of one's life, he could totally transform us. I don't know if you saw the Rockford Observer. I think it was maybe 6 weeks ago. Bishop Doran had a beautiful article in the Sacrament of Confession. And something that struck me. And he says, you know, oftentimes what will happen in the church, the priest will be sitting in the confessional, and there may not be anybody in line. But he said this, it's a beautiful image of God's mercy. Now, what he was getting at, and he said this, he says, it's like God's arms of mercy are out there, they're ready to embrace us. He's just waiting for us to come to him, to place ourselves in his presence. Like during the week, confessions are really well. Saturday morning, both Father Barry and I hear confessions. Saturday afternoon is usually a little bit slow. And so I have that image. Okay, this is an image of God's mercy. It's always there. It's always ready. We have to go to him. And when we talk about mercy and forgiveness, probably the most difficult issue of forgiving is not so much our neighbor, not so much accepting from God. We come to that point, but the most difficult is forgiving one's self. Have you heard the phrase, it says, love the sinner, hate the sin? We do. You could apply that to yourself. Hate the sin, but love yourself because you're created in God's image and likeness. Just a few quotes here I think are really powerful. One is from Blessed Pope John Paul II, World Youth Day, Toronto, 2002. By God's grace, I was there. He said this, one sentence. Especially if you're carrying guilt with you and upset with yourself. We are not the sum of our weaknesses and failures. We are the sum of the Father's love for us in our real capacity to become the image of his Son. That's powerful. I'm going to read this one more time. I meet people who have been away from the church for years and years. Maybe they had abortions. Maybe they've done horrible, horrific things on top of that. They can't seem to forgive themselves. They say, look, you keep looking at the sins. God forgive those. We are not the sum of our weaknesses and failures as you make yourself out to be. We are the sum of the Father's love for us and our real capacity to become the image of his Son. And you know, a couple other words of saints here. I picked up recently this beautiful book, The Dialogues of St. Catherine of Siena, where the Lord God is speaking to her. Listen to what the Lord God says. He says, carry yourselves with true patience, with grief for your sins, okay, and with love for virtue, for the glory and the praise of my name. And I shall not remember that you've ever offended me. Is that powerful? And our Lord's words to Faustina, when we talk about mercy, you have to get the divine mercy in here. Paragraph 1739. I am mercy itself for the contrite soul. God's mercy is readily available for us. And we all like to have that where God totally forgets our sins. Hebrews 8:12, and their sins I shall remember no more. But for us to receive that, the Lord says, what we need to do is to let go of the hurts, to let go of those people who hurt us in life, and say, Jesus, I need your strength. In the words of Mother Teresa, I need a lot of love put in my heart, and also a lot of humility. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.